This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Can you describe your worst date? In five words, you got Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. Everyone's talking about Valentine's Day this week, and sure, there's all the lovey-dovey, cuddly stuff, but man, there's got to be a date out there sometime that you went on back in the past. Maybe it's your spouse now, and you had just a terrible date with your spouse. Can you name that date? Can you describe it in five words? I can tell you this much. The thing that got me thinking about, you know, everybody talking about love in the air. Back when I was dating before I met my wife, Jess, I took a girl out by the name of Jill, and we went to the theater in Hartford, see a movie. And before I went on the date, I slammed a couple of really greasy burgers. Because I'm like,
burgers? How many burgers were you eating?
Well, you know, I was a young man. Then I could slam that and still be hungry. But so I'm like, oh,
burgers, no problem.
I gotta take her out. We didn't go to dinner. We went to the movie only because I just met her, and I'm like, oh, this will be fun. Well, she wasn't talkative.
Let's be real. You probably didn't have a lot of money, so dinner and movie was gonna be too expensive.
Yeah. So my five words to describe that date, because it was terrible and really afterwards it's awful. I wound up dropping her off because of this, and I don't think I ever talked to her again. I burped up burger grease. That's what happened.
Gross.
It did. The whole movie, it was like 20 minutes into the movie.
Gross.
And you know, you get a little bit of soda when you sit down with popcorn. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm full. I don't need the popcorn. And I'm sipping the soda. And of course, the bubblies happen. And I burped. And I could, it was like heartburn. I asked my mother, I was like, what is that? And she goes, oh, welcome to getting older. That's heartburn, son. And I was like, oh, it's disgusting. The whole movie. I was like, oh my God, am I gonna vomit here? Am I gonna throw up? Oh, what's going on? I had no clue what was going on. Greasy burger kept coming up and saying, "I want to watch the movie too." So yeah, I burped up burger grease. Oh, I wasn't talkative.
This guy's just not that into me.
No, I wasn't. I was like, I don't feel good.
Why isn't he trying to hold my hand in the movie? Why is he fidgeting? Why does he keep going to the bathroom? What's going on with this guy?
Because I did go to the bathroom a couple times. Like, what is my deal? Sucking down water and stuff. I went out to the concessions and said, can I have a free water? I don't know. Something's going on here. Nope, that didn't help either.
Okay,
I needed a Tums.
Not a date, but I do remember when I was working at First Stage Children's Theater. And I'll get to my bad first date in five words in a moment. At the time, a friend of mine was talking about how Fiber One bars are so good for you and you need to have more fiber and have a Fiber One bar.
Yeah.
And so I was going with my boss on a road trip down to a theater company in Chicago because we were kind of sharing ideas and things like that. And it was like a networking event. And she said, I'll drive. I'm from the Chicago area. I can drive you down there. And I said, no problem. Well, I was a little hungry, bought the Fiber One bar, had it for the first time, did not agree with me at all. And I'm stuck in the car with my boss driving in Chicago traffic and my stomach. And then she said, let's go to Portillo's. You ever had Portillo's? You ever had their hot dogs? I just need a bathroom.
I was going to say,
I want to eat a hot dog.
Does Portillo's have a potty? Because that's what I need right now.
I can feel for you where you're stuck and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need to make a good impression.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, exactly. Why do our dates involve like stomach issues? That's terrible.
I know. Okay, so my really bad first date was, everything was going great. He picked me up. We went and got some food, and then we were going to go play mini golf. Well, it was a little bit cooler out, and I regretted not bringing a sweatshirt or a jacket. And he said, "Oh, well, my place is closer to where we're going to mini golf.
Yeah,
let's just swing by there, and I'll grab you a sweatshirt." And this, I mean, I was 20, he was 21, so, you know, we were older. He had his own place, and we get to the door. And this beautiful brunette leaned out and handed him a sweatshirt. So clearly he had called or texted or something and said, "Hey, I need to get a sweatshirt." And I thought, is that his sister?
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Okay, here are the 5 words to describe this horrible first date. Ex still lived with him.
It's miserable.
You got to be kidding
me.
That
was his ex.
Oh, my gosh.
Ex. They had a child together. And I knew about the child.
Oh, geez.
But they lived together? They lived together. And
oh,
so when he told
me
in the car, I mean, look, 43-year-old me would have handled this a lot differently. I just kind of said, "So is she moving out?" And he said, no, it really works out for our daughter that we're all there together. She's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing. Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
What?
There was no second date. That was enough for me to say, this is weird. I'm not going to be hanging out with the ex that still lives with you.
No kidding. No way. I don't blame you. Absolutely not. So what
horrible.
Is it for? What is it for you? The worst date in 5 words. You only get 5 words to describe this worst date. Because we don't want to hash up and bring up all this other stuff. 5 words. See if, you know, we agree with that or not. Just share it with us. We love these stories. 414-432-1099. You can call that number or text that number. It's the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Okay, Deb, you can do it here. All right, go for it. You got 5 words. Describe that worst date.
Okay, it wasn't the very first date, but it was definitely the last. Yeah. Guy, hot, racing, sleeping, race hauler.
What the heck happened?
What happened there?
I was dating a guy who was into car racing.
Oh, okay.
Every weekend was racing. It was something new to me. I let it go. I was happy with it. That's fine.
Sure.
But we went to a race near Door County, and it was hot and humid. I had a migraine. I'm like, we need to get to a hotel. He's like, oh, no, we're sleeping in the race hauler.
Oh,
whoa. No.
Did he have a mattress back there?
Absolutely not. No air mattress. No fan.
No.
And you had a migraine?
Fuel.
That is a nightmare.
Yeah. I had to smell race fuel all night.
Wow, that was romantic. We can see why it was the last date, definitely.
I'm like, this isn't going to happen again. I'm going to sleep in my car and run it with the air conditioning on.
See ya, buddy.
Yep, for sure.
Oh, so bad. Yeah, that's someone that's totally out of touch, doesn't get it, and isn't at all considerate and thinking of you. And it's very telling. When you get treated that way, yeah, time to bounce.
See you later. Hey, thanks, Deb, for the call.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too. Bye, Deb.
Bye.
So, Radar, we've got some text here on the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Here's one that says, 5 words to describe my first date: cheap, rude, and not funny.
Yeah, that was the, not only might be the first, kind of like Deb, it's the last. What a worst
date. It's the last. But this message here on the text line, we don't even need to ask any questions. It tells us exactly what went down.
Okay.
His actual wife showed up.
Hello, goodbye. That's what it is.
Goodbye.
See you later.
It's crazy.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.